Thank you, Scott. I am working on my CV. In the 7 minutes that I've got, I'm just going to give you a quick overview of the operation at the port at Geraldton. I've got quite a few pictures, and I hope to give you a feel for our capabilities. I guess the port at the moment is very much a multi-user port. We have five separate commercial berths. We own and operate three multi-user ship loaders. We have 18 regular port customers. We've got lots of different cargo types. We've got iron ore, we've got mineral sands, both black and white products. We've got talc. We have concentrates, copper, zinc. Not all of these are entirely compatible, and it creates many challenges for us. We've got general and project cargoes, and we even get the odd cruise vessel. The Geraldton Port is a very significant business in its own right. That's just to give an overview of the port as it stands now, particularly the berth infrastructure. The five berths really are berth 2, which is a general purpose berth, berth 3, which is the grain terminal, berth 4, which up until more recently has been the driver for the port, having transferred both the traditional mineral sands and concentrate, more recently also iron ore. Berth 5 is where we've recently developed the dedicated iron ore facility, and berth 6 and 7 effectively represent potential growth for us. Okay, the Geraldton Port, as I think the Minister alluded to and spent some time on, really has undergone more recently three stages of development. We've seen the Port Enhancement Project, which was effectively the dredging program in 2002-2003. We really just have completed the Berth 5 Iron Ore Project, and our next is to upgrade our rail capacity. So I'll just dwell just very quickly on each of those projects. Okay, so the Port Enhancement Project effectively... Okay. So the port enhancement outcomes, effectively it increased the draft of the port from 9 metres to 12.5. For a bulk commodity port, draft is everything. It determines how big your vessels are, it determines how much product can be loaded onto those vessels, and it'll determine where you sit in the overall cost efficiency. Our competitors are those ports. When we look at iron ore up in the north that are dealing with vessels which will load down to 19, 20, 21 metres, whereas we're lifting a record of 68,000 tonne. They're lifting up to 200 plus thousand tonne in a single vessel. So the scale of operation for the Pilbara ports versus ours is substantially different. And obviously that creates the niche for Okajee, where it will have water up to 19 metres, as I understand it, and will allow those efficiencies to be given to future iron ore exporters. But that said, the Port Enhancement Project itself delivered some very substantial outcomes. It eliminated some two-port loading that the grain growers were paying, created the opportunities for iron ore exports, and really has been the driver for the economic growth that the Midwest, and in particular Geraldton, has seen in recent times. That growth that we've seen hasn't been driven by agriculture. It hasn't really been delivered by the fishing industry. It really has been focused on the efforts of the miners, particularly Mount Gibson, Murchison Metals or Crosslands, and Midwest Corporation. Okay, the outcome has been obviously the trade growth that the Minister referred to. So we were doing 2 to 3 million tonnes in the early part of this decade, and we are progressively seeing that ratchet up this year, 6.7 million tonnes in total. We're looking for 8 next year, and I'll come to some further forecasts shortly. That's just another way of looking at the trade growth. You can see the yellow line there is the grain. We've suffered two very, very poor harvests in the Midwest over the last couple of seasons, and that's reflected in about 550,000 tonnes of export grain this year, and effectively we're starting the season now with no grain in stock, no carryover grain at all. So we're anticipating being pretty much hand-to-mouth in terms of grain. The black bar there is mineral sands. It's been a trade that the port has facilitated for 25, 30 years and continues to be a trade that very much underpins the performance of the port. But the thing that really stands out is obviously those red or orange bars there, which is the growth in iron ore. It's really underpinned our recent growth and our future. Leads us to the Berth 4 Iron Ore Enhancement Project. I have a pointer there. These are the three iron ore sheds that we can see here, and we aligned it so that we have conveyors running through here and up to berth 5. Previously, they were running through here and onto berth 4, but they were also sharing that with concentrates and mineral sands. So we extended the project components for that berth 5 expansion were to extend the berth out into a deeper pocket, 13.2 metres. We put a dedicated iron ore ship loader on that berth with 5,000 tonne capacity, aimed at achieving 24-hour turnaround for Panamax-class vessels, and we believe gives us about 10 million tonnes capacity without any undue demurrage. We could, we think, increase beyond the 10 million tonne, but we expect that would start to put pressure on exporters in terms of demurrage. Okay, just a couple of pretty pictures. That's berth 5 before, or actually just after the piles were driven. You can see here that was the 10 metre extension into the deeper water out here. That's the ship loader arriving. It was a purchase from China. It came fully assembled, as you can see, on a vessel and rolled off into place. And that's as it looks today. A very substantial piece of equipment. We've exported about 2 million tonnes through that facility at the moment, and we're rapidly ironing out all of the wrinkles. Our next task is the train unloader, as the Minister mentioned. What you see there in the diagram are the extensions that we'll be looking to make to our existing train unloader to double its capacity, and we estimate that will give the network in the Midwest on that current line about 8.5 million tonnes of receival capacity. I'm loath to press twice. The trade forecast, as you can see, we anticipate quite strong growth. I might add that this is just the trade that we are assured that we've got. We're going to see in 2010 up to 11 million tonne, 2011 11.7. And then trailing off. But we've got a number of other iron ore projects, as the Minister indicated, both hematite and magnetite projects that we're quite hopeful of being able to accommodate. Those discussions are progressing and progressing quite well. So we anticipate that those columns will continue their upward trend. Certainly we're looking at a capacity we think somewhere between 25 and maybe 30 million tonnes as the as peaking out with our capacity. I'll make a comment on that in a moment, though. And the iron ore trade forecast at the moment. This is the product that we're sure that we've got in the bag, peaking at about 7.5 million tonnes. Okay. So we've got growth opportunities, as mentioned. We're currently at 7, 8, maybe 11, but we'd like to see it go up to somewhere between 20 and 30 million tonnes. We have got potential with both increasing receival capacity by rail by the introduction of a second train dumper. We have got stockpile areas still available, although somewhat limited, and we've got berth potential both at berth 6 and berth 7. That, of course, is subject to the fact that we are dealing with a Panamax-class vessel, and it's a question of users coming to the port in the full knowledge that's the capacity. Our future challenge is to manage this growth in a sustainable way, given that many of the eyes of Geraldton are upon us, and in terms of an organisational challenge, to integrate the Okajee project into our operations is similarly a significant challenge that we'll look forward to facing in the future. Second last slide, just on that, we see those functions as principally falling into the categories of providing marine services, port security, land management, and as the Minister mentioned, management of essential infrastructure, including third-party access to berth channels, and breakwater capacity. And with that, I will call that a day. That is, for those that haven't seen it before, is an aerial shot looking back on the Okajee port. That cleared area in the background there is the industrial estate. That scar on the paddock there is the area where King Stream actually did some work quite some years ago. So thank you for your attention this afternoon.